center part of an egg.
The yellow part.
Just the center part.
I think I know where we're going now.
Did you say the yellow part?
Yeah, it's the yellow for you.
You call it the yellow of an egg?
Mm-hmm.
And what's this part of a man's body here?
Mm-hmm. Chest.
Did you ever say breast?
Well, it's a breast and some say chest.
Mm-hmm. And how about a small flat-bottom boat that you use with oars? It's got a flat bottom.
I have oars.
Yeah, you use it in pretty narrow, pretty shallow water.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know, but I can't think of it right now.
If you saw one on the river, you just call it a...
Well, I see one now, just see that one down. The bird got a boat out there. Mm-hmm. But just the real name I can't think of.
Do you ever call it a bateau?
That's right.
And they call the bateau around here.
But I reckon so. I hardly ever see one.
And what's the covering for a pillow? You put a pillow into
a pillow case.
And if you saw a woman wearing pretty beads around her neck, you might say that certainly is a pretty
necklace.
Do you ever say string of beads?
Mm-hmm.
And if two men have a fight, and one defeats the other very soundly, you might say that one man really
flipped.
And what's the back part of a man's leg here? If he sits down on it, you know, like this. You've seen men sit like this and talk. And what are some of the words that mean a stingy person? You might say he never wants to turn loose a penny. He's really a
tightwad.
And suppose a person wears funny-looking clothes. You might say he really looks
funny.
Looks funny. You ever say tacky?
Yeah, they take it too.
What would you say about a woman?
Well, with